What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Hello, Mark Rudd Larson here for the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Well, today's episode was inspired last night, this morning, early this morning, by God, because I wasn't knowing, like, recently, I haven't been knowing what the topics were going to be for the podcast. And today, God put into my area, whatever you want to call it, searching. And I thought, searching, that's an interesting topic for a podcast. And I got to thinking, and with his help, it's like we search pretty much for our whole life. And it's like, yeah, I guess we do. So yeah, I think that would be a good topic for today. So, because I think we're always searching for our dream, catching our dreams, searching for our dreams. And it's like, never thought of it as searching for your dreams. But yeah, it kind of goes with the same as catching your dreams. Because I think you have to search at first to know what your dreams are. Because I think if you don't search, you don't know what your dreams are. You might have an inclination or inspiration or whatever it is that this is what your dreams are. But without searching, to start with, you know, God, he walked me through this whole thing. Actually, I wrote it down and he's like, you know, because God wants me to write a book and at least one. And it's like, which is something that I'm still wrapping my head around. But he's like, yeah, searching might be a good topic to run with a book or more. So so he said, you know, searching. You're born, you know, you're born, your mom's right there. What's the first thing you're searching for? You're searching for your mom and food, you know, whichever, with a bottle or whatever way it is. But you're searching for that nourishment to get you to the next day, to the next moment. And that we are always, you know, when we're that young, we're always searching for the food, you know, the milk or whatever it is we're eating. So, we start out searching and it's like, yep, we do. And I definitely agree with God on that. And then he's like, well, it isn't much longer after that. You're searching for mom, dad, somebody maybe to pick you up, your favorite toy. You know, it's just continues on. Searching is always, you know, starts out being part of our life. And definitely, as God pointed it out to me, is pretty much our whole life. And we get a favorite toy and we're happy. When we don't have our favorite toy or whatever we're searching for, we aren't happy and we start crying. And other reasons that they cry too, but that is one reason why. So, I can relate with that. So we just, you know, you get your favorite toy, your life's good. You know, we're pretty simple to satisfy at that age, you know, in our life. So we just continue on and we just kind of searching for, we're learning so much, you know, we're getting our surroundings, kind of finding what the world's all about. We're searching the world and we, you know, maybe find the kid next door, approximately the same age. You're searching for somebody to play with, you know, you're searching for somebody to, you know, just maybe share your toys. And so, you know, that's kind of what goes on there. But life just continues on being searching. I mean, we search as we enter school, and we really do start searching for, and I think maybe before that, we start searching for somebody to be a friend with, somebody to hang with. I think that starts forming when you're younger like that. I mean, you can be searching for a friend or somebody to live with or, you know, or somebody to get you, that when you want to chill with and just be who you are your whole life. And I think when we don't ever stop searching, and we're always searching, you know, when we get into school, we're searching what, you know, we're really learning a lot when we're young. You know, we're searching what we like, our likes and dislikes, and what sports we like, or maybe what we, if we like to perform, if we like to play a band instrument. We're always searching. And it's one thing in life is as we get older, I believe we lose a lot of that searching. You know, we become, we settle, you know, the searching ends and we settle. And I think that's when the problem starts happening where we, you know, have a mundane life, not a very happy life, because we stop searching. We stop searching for that, you know, whatever was next. And in school, you know, you search for your favorite subject. Maybe it's math or whatever it is. And you search for, you know, first time you're in the parade with your band instrument, first time you're performing on stage if you're in a play production, you're always searching. And searching is something I believe is something very, very important that needs to be all life, but it doesn't, because we get to the point where it's just like, okay, we're good. And, you know, I think that is a big problem in people catching their dreams because they settle. You have to keep searching for what's next. And we do, you know, and as you get to the end of high school, you're searching for, you know, what are you going to major in? What are you going to go to college? You're not going to go to college. Maybe you're going to start a business. All these questions that you ask, and it's an exciting time. It's a very exciting time because you're searching. And you just don't want to be, you don't want to stop searching, you know. And as you get into school, you search for clubs and organizations you want to be part of. It's all very exciting. You know, college was one of the most exciting times of my life. You know, I loved college. And I still have great friends from there, you know, from college. But it was always searching. You know, we searched. We actually wasn't that. It was, I think, in this month that we searched to go to a trip to see what spring break was all about in South Padre Island. We're searching. And that was amazing. And very good memories from there. But we searched. And, you know, and as college is getting to the end, you're doing your due diligence. It's like, so do I want a job? You know, that was the path I took. I was interviewing and searching for what was next and exciting, you know. But then, you know, I got my job. And I think a lot of people, you know, it's like, well, I've got where I'm supposed to be for life. You know, I don't need to search anymore. It's just, it is what it is. And I made this decision. And it's like, well, I'm sticking with it. You know, I've got all that college education and all this, you know, expense. And I'm sticking with it. You know, I'm searching for something else. But I'm sticking with it because I'm a responsible adult. And that's what responsible adults do. They don't change their mind. You know, they go and do and tough it out because that is what they're going to do. So they have stopped searching completely. It's like, this is what it is. If there's something out there, you know, I'm not going to do it because I have stopped searching. And like I said, I think a part of you dies when you stop searching. And I think as the older we get, you know, the more we realize that, I think at that age, it's like, you know, I made this decision. I don't want to look like I was, you know, an idiot because I made the wrong decision. But it's like one thing with searching, you don't know what the right decision is for sure because you're searching. You know, you search for this, or like when you were a kid, you search for that toy and it's like, yeah, maybe that toy wasn't so great, but this toy was awesome. And it's kind of that way in life, but we don't seem to think that the search can continue. As we are adults, you know, we might search out for a new car or a new house, but, you know, whatever. Maybe a place to go 2 weeks out of the year for a vacation. We search for that and get really excited. Know how excited you get when you have vacation time or Sunday, because you're going to get to search to do something different for that day. And it's just like searching is what life's all about. It is. That's why Cheryl and I go on our haven't so much lately, but especially when she had a cancer. When we searched for places that we had never been, we searched to see what was there. And we searched just to search, you know. It's like, wow, what are we going to find? It was kind of like being a kid again, treasure hunting, you know. And that's why we still want to do traveling when the weather allows, when everything else allows, which is going to be a lot more coming up. Got a lot of trips that are planned. And yeah, and all the searching that's going to go on. But don't settle, you know, this is easy. You get into a family and it's like, I got to be adult. You know, I got to stop searching. But I think the families that continue to search are the families that really, you know, really are great families because they search together. They learn together. They bond. They bond those formations, you know, when you're out there searching. It's like, you know, mom maybe finds this or, you know, somebody in the family finds something and it's like, wow, isn't that cool? And I know Cheryl and I down is like in Kansas, and I've talked to you about this many times. Kansas has been a place that I searched that I didn't think that I would care for. Kansas, like any state, is amazing. I mean, from the one mountain they have, which is a mountain that surprises me in Kansas anyway, to, I mean, there's so much in Kansas. New Jerusalem, which is amazing in southwest part of Kansas. It's like a whole different planet. But see, searching makes you come alive. Searching is what you are to do. And but we don't seem to get over that because society ingrains into us that we have to be responsible. You do have to be, you know, if you have a family, you got to provide for them, but you have to provide for them in other ways. You have to provide for them to, you know, to experience things, to build their education, because there's no better education than travel. And it's just something that has to be part of, like I've said many times, a non-negotiable. Even if you just traveled across town, if you lived in a town or a city, there's always something that's new to experience. That's why you got to keep searching. Because when we search, like I've said already quite a few times in this podcast, it is what makes you come alive. It's just you. You know, we're born to continue to take in information. And in today's society, we put some headphones on, or AirPods in or whatever, and we just listen to music. I think to numb the pain from not being able to search or really do what we want, we get away from the pain that we're feeling because we're not doing what we really want to. It must be because I see so many people with that stuff on, and especially the gym. It's just like, and I said this before, I don't want to have, except for doing podcasts, headphones on. I don't want any of that stuff. I want to search what's around. I want to hear the wind blowing, the birds singing, you know, whatever's around. Because that's part of searching, too. That's where you take it in with your ears and hearing. And yet you do a disservice to yourself when you don't let the universe let you search with your hearing and ears. So so going back, you know, you've got your job. You're being, you know, responsible. Ugh. I mean, responsible is good, but it depends on how you are being responsible. And you're going through life and you have this dream that you've searched that far. You know what you really want, but you don't do it because life happens. You never take the chance of searching for something better that might bring in more income so you're able to do what you want to do. Because getting your dream, everybody's like, wow, you know, getting your dream is pretty easy. Just do it. Like anything worthwhile, it's not. It takes effort. Day in, you have to become the person that is living your dreams. And that means you becoming a whole new person. And so it's not easy, but it is so worth it because all the searching you do to become that new person, it's just like, I never thought I'd be like this. I never thought I'd be doing a podcast. I never thought I'd be traveling like last year to Italy or Iceland in August. And it's just, I'm always searching, and I can't wait to go to Iceland. I'm talking about searching, and hopefully the volcanoes and everything are kind of chill right then, but it'll be what it'll be. So, but don't ever stop searching for your life, because that's what you're here for. You're searching to make your, I believe everybody's meant to live their best life. I can't believe God would put you here. You're his children. He wants the best for your children, and I think that's one reason why he, this, when he talks to me, he's like, these people that are grinding or working harder and all this other stuff, he's like, these are my children. I don't want them to have to do that. He says, I want them to believe that I'm here for them. I want them to say, what is it you want? And ask and you shall receive. What do you want? That's takes some searching. You know, it takes searching to know what you want. And sometimes some deep searching. And sometimes when you aren't listening to thing, it comes to you because of the silence. That's why there's so much power in silence. But it takes searching. But God wants you to know that he's ready and willing. And, you know, and I've talked to him daily. Like I said, he was the one that came up with his idea because I did not know what it was going to be for today. And but it takes searching, deep down searching. It's like, what is my dream? What really, really is my dream? Because I know I've got God. He's going to help. He will help. He will get it for me. All I have to do is ask and then be still. And that's another thing. I've had some people that I think they look at me strange because I've been putting that up. These people, pretty much anywhere it says work hard, grind, anything. And it's like, no, God doesn't want you to do that. He does not want you to do that. He wants you to give it to him and be still. And just know it's going to be true, that it's going to come to fruition for you. That's the way it works. Because he is your father. He only wants the best for you. And I know I probably get more into this, but I, with what Cheryl and I have gone through the last few months, I am a whole different person, thankfully. It's so awesome. And anybody who has not experienced this, I hope you don't have to go through something serious or whatever to know God. But and it's just like yesterday, God's like, you need to do Bible study. And it's like, okay, I definitely agree. I need to do a Bible study. I have a buddy in Michigan who was doing one, and we kind of started talking about you know, what was going on in his Bible study and what God had put on my pickup radio. And yeah, all of a sudden my radio started playing this this actually Christian station, which is awesome. But it's just like, yeah, this radio hasn't been on for a long time. So but you know, he told me, and it's like, so locally, you know, and it's like, so yeah, you know, because I find the Bible hard to read. And but I'm searching. I'm very much searching in the Bible for more. I want to get to know God on a whole higher level here. But I'm searching. So I was searching for or there'd be a Bible study. And God's like, you have one right in your town. In fact, you're friends with them. And it's like, really? Okay. Is that the only one? And he's like, he put it again. It's like, yeah, this is the one. This is the one I want you to do. It's like, okay, I will definitely do that. And I look forward to that. Because these people that he told me to do have been of this church for a long time and very good friends. And we go out for lunch with them. And it's like, I'm not a member of that church, but according to God, I don't have to be. And I guess I'll find out when I talk to these people this week. So so cool. But see what the searching led to? Searching led to having a Bible study from people I already knew. You know, it's just like, you never know when you search what you'll find. Seek and you shall find is another thing that, you know. And I think that is something that when we search, when we don't search, we don't find what we really need to have in this life. The people we might run across that would help you be the person that has this thing that really you want to do in life, and they're already doing it, so they shorten the learning curve. So, but yeah, going back to searching, you know, just continue to make a really cognitive decision. I guess that's the word I'm looking for, words I'm looking for. But make a decision that I'm going to search every day. I'm going to search for the awe. You know, we're coming up, you know, spring, and actually it's acted like spring here for quite a while, which is amazing in Nebraska. But it's been so cool. It's actually been so warm. But it's just like searching for what the things you didn't see in previous springs. You know, the flowers blooming, the tree that you didn't ever know what that was, but you're going to search out to find what it is. You know, that house that you've liked, maybe there's something on the outside just like, I'm going to search to see what brand that is. You know, searching entails all things. And it's one thing, once you get to searching, it's like, it becomes almost addictive. It's like, I know online, it's like, if I find a topic, it's like, I got to search. And which is, it's cool. I mean, it's so cool because it's a win-win because you're building yourself up. You're searching, you're building, you know, the possibilities in your life. You're getting closer to catching your dream. Because like I said, if you don't do the searching for how your dream will possibly come about, because we never know how that's going to occur. That is also in God's realm. He crosses us with the people we need to. And he's done so many people that have helped me with these last few months. Yeah, if I hadn't searched for going to like working out, you know, I wouldn't have met Caleb. I wouldn't have met my coaches. You know, if I hadn't been in Vegas searching out for more information and meeting people, I would have not met Crystal. And if I initially hadn't started searching for something better in my life because I was tired of what I was doing, I would not have met Carter. And if you watched the 150th episode, you would have seen all of them. And if you don't, go back and catch that episode. It was great. And if I hadn't been searching for a wife, I wouldn't have Cheryl. And we're coming up in just a few weeks on our 33rd wedding anniversary. Yeah. Let me tell you, time flies. So you want to do your searching, because before you know it, you'll be towards the end of your life and searching for what's next there. Because in society, they have a searching for what is next for retirement. I personally don't believe in that. I put a thing up that you're not your age, you're your energy. I 100% believe that. I try not to dress like a 61-year-old that I think in my head is like. I find that it's like, in today's world, why? Nobody cares if you dress like 61-year-old or 31-year-old. And I personally like to dress with like the younger. One thing, it's a lot more comfortable clothes. And I have my uniform on today. I have from Key West. I love Florida. And they're another place for went searching, you know. And I love Key West, love Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete. Every place I've been in Florida, I love. And if we hadn't in St. Pete, hadn't been in searching their downtown and awesome stores, we wouldn't have found the store where this cap was at. Wouldn't have found a bookstore that has wine, too. Book and Bottle, I believe is what it's called. You know, we were searching and it's like, wow, you can have wine where reading books, even outside. And it was one of the most cool places. Can you see how I light up when we search? Because when you find it, it's like, you're like a little kid again with a new toy. And that's what life's all about. And, but going in, you know, getting towards retirement, we're searching for, you know, if you really are searching, you're searching, it's like, so what is next? Am I going to go into a home? Am I going to do what? What is that? We're always searching for the next thing. And it is something that, you know, you have to be aware of. But today's world, there are so many alternatives, too, where you can stay at home, you know, and stay healthy. You know, I find these people that are this lady the other day, I think she was 103 in the gym. And I mean, she was a beast. And it's just like not everybody can have, you know, there's hereditary and other things that go into that. But, you know, just keep being healthy. Search for something that's going to keep you out of those homes. It's like, yeah, have a backup plan. You know, search for that in case there need a plan B. Just don't, hopefully you don't ever have to use plan B. You know, travel. Search for places you want to go when you're not working. And search for, because a lot of people don't have the funds because it's hard to save money, very hard. Just go to the grocery store one time and you'll realize how hard it is to save money. But you need to have a plan, another plan to be able to travel. Maybe you can work for this company traveling around the world because there's so many things online, just like doing this podcast. You know, I could do it from my office here and I'm going to make my office into a studio. So very, very soon. Did some research with a kid that's a friend of mine the other day and he came up with a lot of good ideas. And thank you, Jason. So you know, it's just keep searching. You know, it's just like the other day when Jason and I were searching for stuff for the podcast, the studio here, and what we, you know, might do to this built this room. And it was fun. You know, the time I had with him went by very quickly because we were having fun searching and the possibilities. And that is another thing. When you search, you see the possibilities. Just like when you're catching your dream, the possibility of getting your dream is like, oh, wow. You know, it's just like one thing, it's not a grind or, you know, working harder because the dream pulls you towards it. It's not like when you're in a business, when it is your dream business, it doesn't seem like work. You may be working a lot of hours, but the time goes by. It's just like, this is my calling. This is my win flow. This is it. This is what I'm here to be doing in this lifetime. And, but you got to search for that. So anyway, we're getting to the end, you know, of the podcast here. But you have to keep searching. And for a loved one, you know, if you're looking for, searching for somebody to give you love, the thing is, what you give out, you get back. And if you're searching for love or whatever it might be from a person or people, you have to give that out first. And that is the only way it works. What you give out, you get in return. And I saw that the other day, that your reality is what you're giving out to the universe because it's being reflected back to what you're giving out. And love is what it's all about anyway. I 100% believe love is the thing that you should every day. It's like give love because it's so wonderful coming back. So on that, I think I will let it go that way. But just remember to leave it there that way. Just don't stop searching. It is a thing until the day we're not here on this planet anymore. We need to keep searching because it's the people who keep searching in their old age or their elderly age. Maybe they're not old, because there is a difference between people that are old and people that are act like old. You know, you can be whatever, 80, you know, and not act like it. Or you can be 60 and act like you're already 80. It is where you give up, you stop searching. It's just like, this is what my thing's going to be. And it's like, then, like I said, what you're putting out there, you bring back. It's like, I'm already old. I'm getting, you know, 61. You know, I could say, you know, what am I doing a podcast? You know, I could say that, but I don't. And I will never say that at whatever age I'm at. I'm going to keep on doing stuff. And I want to do all kinds of stuff. Had a guy the other day, so I wanted to do skydiving. Let's go for it. And you never know. It might be your best thing. Or go to, you know, or travel. We're getting lots of opportunities. This awesome family in Portugal, it's wanting us to come over there. And some people, it's like, oh, it's too expensive, it's too whatever. But I'm so enthralled in wanting to travel and search and get to know that area. It becomes a non-negotiable. It's happening. I put it out to the universe. It's happening. Once again, once you put it out there, it comes back. Going to Iceland at the end of August. It's happening. More searching. So kind of did a tangent there, but going back to whatever you put out, you get back. And especially in love, make sure you're putting out genuinely true love, because it will be so overwhelming when you get it coming back. And I have found that out in the last few months. And thank you for everybody that's helped Cheryl and I so much in the last few months. I love you all. And I'm sending love to everybody on this podcast. So on that, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Dream Catcher Podcast. Don't stop searching. The world is your oyster. So on that, take care. Until next episode, see you.